NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg has sought a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council next month and contacted Moscow to secure its attendance, an alliance spokesperson said Sunday. Stoltenberg has, on several occasions in recent months, offered to resume dialogue with Moscow through this body, set up in 2002, but currently inactive because of the conflict in Ukraine. But Russian authorities have not responded favorably. NATO has consistently denounced Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. Earlier this month, Moscow presented the West with sweeping security demands, saying NATO must not admit new members and seeking to bar the United States from establishing new bases in former Soviet republics. The January 12th meeting is the first proposed by Stoltenberg since Moscow made its demands. Tens of thousands of Sudanese protesters rallied this weekend, 2 months after a military coup, demanding that soldiers, quote, go back to the barracks, end quote, and calling for a transition to civilian rule. Authorities had warned protesters against approaching sovereign and strategic sites in central Khartoum, a reference to main government buildings and key institutions. A 5.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the Greek island of Crete Sunday, the Athens Observatory said in a statement, with no damage yet reported. The quake had a depth of 10 kilometers with an epicenter in the sea 45 kilometers south of the island of Kazos near Crete, the observatory said. In the same area, another quake of 5.2 magnitude struck at a depth of 9 kilometers, again with no damage reported. Greece is located on a number of fault lines and is sporadically hit by earthquakes.